The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Continuing on the series of the seven factors of awakening, the factor for today is joy. And joy is the particular joy that's a factor of awakening is really a product of doing the practice of mindfulness. So it's not a joy that comes from reflection and that wonderful things are happening to us in the world. It's really a joy that arises out of the practice, doing the practice, really engaging in the practice in a kind of sincere, wholehearted way. And I like to think of this joy as being also a expression or enactment or manifestation of our freedom that grows as we do the practice of mindfulness. And that these seven factors of awakening all can be seen as enactments of freedom. And rather than waiting for freedom to occur in a big bang of enlightenment down the road, if we just huff and puff and get concentrated enough and still enough, and then eventually, maybe by magic, there'll be a big aha moment or big transformation moment. And boom. And now you'll live happily free for the rest of your life. You have it made. Enlightened retirement. It's much more, I think, valuable to appreciate that we're beginning to move, we're taking a seed, a little of freedom, the potential for freedom inside of us, and germinating it, caring for it carefully in the greenhouse, tending to it carefully, transplanting it out into the world, and letting it grow and develop and mature into something, into freedom, full freedom. Because then we're beginning to take a little bit more responsibility for this freedom thing ourselves, rather than thinking that, you know, something else is going to do it for me. And so these beginning to recognize little movements of freedom that we all use all day long. In fact, I would venture to guess that most of us have more moments of freedom through the day than non-freedom. But the reason we don't feel like we're free is that we prioritize our attention, we let our attention prioritize or focus on the ways that we're unhappy or the ways of what we want, what we don't want. We get swept up into the world of thinking, where in the thinking there's not much freedom, more often than not for people. We're kind of hijacked by our thoughts, our concerns, our fears, our desires. And so it might seem that in the important ways, in psychological ways, that we're not free. But there are plenty of ways that we are free. When if you sit down in a chair, you have a fair amount of freedom about how you adjust yourself into that chair. And you probably never really gave much thought to how you sat in the chair and how you adjust yourself to be comfortable. But that movement of sitting down and choosing how you sit in the chair is an expression, is a manifestation of some freedom. Reaching forward to open your front door is an expression of freedom, that you can do that. There are people who can't do that for all kinds of reasons. There's lots of little moments of where you choose to do something and there's a freedom in doing it. As we start doing mindfulness practice, to begin recognizing how mindfulness itself can be an enactment of freedom. And that's hard to do if mindfulness is burdened by shoulds and shouldn'ts and got to do better and supposed to get somewhere and am I there yet and I'm not a good meditator and someone else is a better meditator or I'm supposed to bear down and really strain and what's important, they say, is continuity of mindfulness. So I'm really going to, when I'm mindful, I'm not just going to be mindful, I'm going to, you know, really push and make strong effort, you know, and really strain. So all this extra stuff comes along with mindfulness. A moment of mindfulness is something that's phenomenally simple. And if just to know in the moment what's happening. And in fact, you have many of these moments throughout the day where you know something without the burden of anything more complicated than knowing that it's doing there. Chances that when you open that door, half the time at least when you open the door, you just know, you something inside of you know it's a door, know it's a door handle, and it's not anything more complicated than that. You're not comparing your door handle to your neighbor's door handle and who has the better door handle and I should have a better door handle. It's just a door handle. But the practice of mindfulness is also the practice of appreciating that simplicity of awareness in the moment. And seeing, can feel an enactment of freedom. There's freedom in that knowing before all the extra stuff is added on top of it. And then the freedom to choose to investigate. As soon as you choose to investigate, to look more carefully, to recognize more carefully what's here, you're not being swept off in your thoughts. You're not being swept off in your agendas, desires, wishes. There is, it's a little movement. I'm choosing not to be the old way. I'm choosing to take a better look, to give a second look to what's happening. And that's an enactment of freedom. Effort being having to do with choices, choosing the endeavor which is more healthy for us. As soon as we make a choice towards health, towards skillfulness, to wholesomeness, we're enacting our freedom. As I keep saying, we don't recognize it so much because many of us carry with us this huge, huge, huge backpack everywhere we go of shoulds and desires and agendas and self-concepts and self-criticism and aversion and all this stuff that we carry along. And so we don't, because of that heavy backpack, we don't recognize the ease and simplicity and freedom in these choices to move in the healthy direction. So part of this practice is begin recognizing something that's probably there into some degree all along, the enactment of freedom, the expression of it. And that brings us to joy. The word joy is piti, P-I-T-I, and it means, usually translated as joy, sometimes as ecstasy, sometimes as rapture. But that's a particular Theravada slant on this, or meditation slant on this word piti. It could also mean pleasure. It can mean delight, enjoyment. In Sanskrit, the priti, the Sanskrit word, can also mean friendliness and pleasure and affection, which I think begins showing that it's an emotional quality. Sometimes pure, you know, we're tapping into an emotional connection to the practice and to being free and what's being present that comes from a kind of an emotional contentment. Contentment, I'm doing a practice, I'm practicing a path of freedom. This is worthwhile. This is a healthy thing to be doing. And we're enacting the freedom which feels so good to feel like we're not entangled, trapped, caught in things because the awareness, the mind has become free in the enactment of these freedoms. And so the continuity of this free act of mindfulness, the continuity of mindfulness, of concentration, tends to give birth to a variety of different kinds of contentment, joys, happinesses. And there's all kinds of different types. But some of it is simply, like if you go to, if you slide down a long, long slide, there is a joy of that freedom of just letting go and going. And it's just a delight. So the same way, if you can have the continuity of these moments of freedom, continuity of choosing and engaging and being mindful and aware, there's a feeling that, we'll start to getting a more taste for that freedom, and it feels like not necessarily a slide, but the same kind of, the continuity gives birth to a joy and delight, and boy, am I lucky, this is a great thing. It's not so not so much we evaluate that, it's like we think our way into that, but there is a delight, a joy, a gladness, just in the freshness, in the, it used to be in the United States, there was a reference point to the joy of driving on an empty, open freeway, open highway. We've forgotten what that is like. But this, this joy, this open, free highway of meditation, of practice. And the amazing thing about this is that then it doesn't matter as much whether what's happening to us is pleasant and unpleasant, because we discover how to be free and to be mindful, aware, investigate, make healthy choices. This inner freedom is discovered even when things are unpleasant, even when things are in the world around us are not so good. And what an amazing thing to have discovered that because we know how to be mindful, because we know how to investigate and make choices and appreciate that we're doing this, there can even be joy and delight when conventionally, when the world expects us, or even our people want us to be miserable. You're supposed to be miserable when I'm miserable, so you're supposed to be miserable. We're supposed to commiserate in our commune in our miserableness. Isn't it terrible? Things are awful. So what happens as we start moving through these factors of awakening, and when I say what I'm about to say, you might decide to get off the factors of awakening path. Because what happens is when you get far enough along it, you won't be inclined to complain anymore. Because you have something much, much better to do, much more wonderful to do. The enactment of your freedom through mindfulness, investigation, effort, endeavoring, and this wonderful joy of freedom. May you find that complain-free zone of freedom and delight in it. Thank you.